Oh, we back, baby. The return of the franchise. The internationally known show with an attitude that don't compromise. We've always been controversial because that's what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, T1 the TC coming at you. Well, man, oh man, have I missed you guys. I don't even know if I remember how to do this thing. What's up, and good evening to you. This is Todd Order for the Toddcast, coming at you from the great state of PA, Central PA, to be exact. My name is Todd Orndorff. I'll be your party host for this evening. And yeah, how about that? Longtime listeners of the show will remember there used to be a second part to that, and I want to address that thing first. My brother, a dude I love, a guy who I will ask to be in my wedding whenever I get married, Johnny Simonetti. That's how much I love and appreciate the guy. He's off to a new venture, doing another podcast. And I kind of just threw this show on a limb, like out on a whim. On a limb. I threw it on a limb. I'm kind of doing this on a whim, right? So, you guys know, I don't always have notes and such or whatever. But Johnny's doing a new show. Next episode, I'm going to have every single detail that I can for you guys so that you guys can listen to him too. Because he deserves it. Man, great 2.5 year run. I literally can't thank the individual and the man enough for putting up with everything that was this show, putting up for sometimes my work schedule that got in the way of things, and he was there ready, willing, and able to record. You don't find people like Johnny Simonetti on this earth, and if you are lucky enough to find one, you thank him, you appreciate him, and forever sing his praises because that guy deserves it in every way, shape, or form. As a first and foremost, as a man, as a family man, and then everything that he did for myself and you guys. Man, he was here for a long time with us, and you know, we shared more laughs together than I've ever shared with anybody else. But he's on to something different, and I will forever support that. I will forever plug. I will forever do whatever I can. Honestly and truly, and I mean that from the depths of my soul. If there's anything that you gentlemen need, I did go through kind of like a really like a hard period or whatever. And here for like a little bit towards the end of summer. And I just like, I don't know, things went crazy. I got horribly sick. Someone extremely freaking close to me got diagnosed with cancer. I lost an uncle to cancer. Like my Lola was starting school. The job thing was just horrendous. Like my world, like for a second, I felt like my world was kind of like crashing down on me for a minute. But, you know, so you guys, if you need anything, I'm here. I'm back. I'm like, I personally am healthy now. Thank goodness. Cause I thought I was dying legitimately. And, the loved one with the cancer, we're getting things under control. So like a lot of stress and tension is now, in my estimation, feels like it's depleted. So yeah, if you guys listen to this show, never ever ever stop supporting Johnny Simonetti, because that man deserves it, because he gave his all for you. And for me being my show, my name on this deal, I couldn't ask for anything else. Please support the guy, because he deserves it. And speaking of support, if you guys want to support the show, if you want to reach out, if you want to talk, if you want to say something, because we do get controversial on the show, the things I say are my own personal feelings. They're exactly how I feel. And I'm not going to be one of those people, I never have been, you know this, who is going to watch what I say because it might offend somebody. Well, what about my feelings and my thoughts? Don't they matter too? I should be able to voice my opinion. Guess what I do on this show? This is my outlet. If I say something on this show and you don't like it, you are more than welcome to reach out via social media and have a conversation with me. I'm straight up. I'll do it. What am I afraid? I don't care. There's a lot of things I say that people don't like on here. And that's perfectly fine because the show has my name on it. If you want to say something, if you want to talk, if you want to say, hey, great show, which you should do, I would appreciate that. Oh, 5 stars on every podcast platform in which you listen to this to. Greatly appreciated. Todd Wonderful on the Toddcast on Facebook, on the Toddcast on Instagram. Come on by, say hi, comment, write a review, do whatever you want to do. That's perfectly fine. I hope you guys had an awesome summer, took the summer off. There was a point where I wasn't going to do this anymore, but man, I needed you. Like I stated earlier, I had a really, really, really tough time here for like a 2-month time period. About a month and a half, if really. Things got really, really wild. But before that, I left my job. I had my daughter and baby boy 6 days a week, all summer long until school started. It was the greatest summer of my life. Literally, this was the greatest summer. It was hard. I left my job. In 2022's Biden economy, I left my job. Now, I was making money doing other things, but I left my job. If you're a parent, you know that, especially parent to a baby girl. Lola Mae is 5 years old, prime of her youth, coming into her own, just talking trash like daddy. I'm so proud of that. To a degree, sometimes she brings it on me and then I don't like it too much. But she's in the prime. She's had like the most fun. I can't imagine an age more fun than what she's at right now. I literally can't. So I had the kids 6 days a week all summer. It was phenomenal. We went on this vacation, me and Lola. We went down to Knoxville, Tennessee. I got to meet Joel and Stacy finally from Reload Rub and Seasoning. Finally. Hung out at their house, had a couple adult beverages, a couple credentials, you might say, which they actually use. I was in the kitchen of their house. Joel was doing something. Stacy was on one side of the counter. I'm sitting at a bar stool, and she asked me if I want a credential. I'm like, this is why I love you guys. You literally, in your own home, say, hey, would you like a drink? Heck no. They said, do you want a credential? And this filled my heart with joy, seeing those people meeting their kids for the first time. Long overdue, extremely freaking long overdue. But went down to Knoxville, went to see them, went to Gatlinburg, which is really cool. Heard of it, obviously, but I honestly never really knew much about it. And Joel and Stacy were telling me about Gatlinburg, did some research then. I'm like, this is, like, I'm going to win Daddy of the Year if I take baby girl there. So that's exactly what we did. Hung out there. On the way to Knoxville, I didn't drive the 9 hours one way with Lola. I didn't want to put her through that. But what I did was Airbnb, which is like my new favorite thing in the world. When I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma to visit Shiner from the Titty and Shiner show, that was a 16 and a half hour drive. And halfway was Terre Haute, Indiana. And I was just going to sleep in my car somewhere. And then I'm like, man, I'm going here for a pretty cool experience. I get to meet Shiner, you know, record a couple things and whatnot. So I downloaded the Airbnb app, not really knowing what it was, to be honest. And the first thing that pops up, boom, a teepee in the middle of the wilderness. So at like 7:20 at night, it's getting a little dark. I type in, you know, Airbnb, boom, there's a teepee. I book it. 25 minutes later, I'm walking in the middle of, like, I park in some like field of some stranger's property. The only flashlight I had was the one on my phone with like a 20% battery. And I'm walking through the forest. I found a trail. I was hoping that one was it. And I'm walking down, and I'd probably get like 150 yards. Like, I had to freaking walk. You know, I don't have a sidearm with me or whatever. So it's just me carrying a bag, walking down, walking through the forest, walking through the wilderness. And then all of a sudden, shining my little flashlight, it was like out of nowhere. It's like the smoke cleared, and all of a sudden there is this teepee, a legit teepee, in the middle of the woods. I don't even think it closed entirely. And sure enough, that's where I stayed that night. It was pretty wild. Ever since then, I've loved the Airbnb deal. So on the way down to Knoxville, Tennessee, I check out Airbnbs and I find this school bus. Deerfield Crossings is the name of it. If anybody is in Floyd, Virginia, or passing through, and you need a place to stay, you have to book Deerfield Crossings. It's a school bus, a legit converted school bus. The coolest thing, I got videos all over social media of it and such. Really awesome. Lola had the time of her life. You're on 25 acres of land that you're just free to roam. Free to roam. And which we eventually did. We were out at night and there's a whole bunch of deer and a doe actually almost ran us over. That was pretty fun. I had Lola over my shoulder and I'm running, right? And she like her little legs are like flapping in the wind as I'm running. And I don't think this doe saw us. I don't know how it couldn't, you know. But it was like cutting me off at a 45. Then we get this herd of deer just running. And then like I'm yelling at it. And then it takes off when it got to like 20 yards. It was ridiculous. But it was so freaking fun. And that was like almost pitch black. So that was fun. But they have this dog. I believe the name is Stella. I don't know why that name is like sticking with me. But I believe it's Stella. If I'm wrong, I do apologize. That just roams. It's just like it just comes and goes. And we get there. And about 15 minutes later, here comes one of the cutest dogs you'd ever see in your life. And Lola. There's pictures of Lola with, I believe, to be Stella. And they're just hanging out with us. And this dog would not leave Lola's side. No, I haven't gotten her one since, although she's been asking ever since. So we got to do that, and then the icing on the cake was on our way back home from Knoxville, Tennessee. I stay at a campground, Walnut Hill Campground. Shout out to Amanda, the lady at the front desk. Super helpful, super cool. Was asking about Lola and if she started school yet, and they were having a conversation back and forth. Some of the friendliest people ever. It turns out my Aunt Jody actually stays there sometimes. I never even knew that. But I get to Walnut Hill Campground, and sure enough, I book it in Stanton, Virginia, because Virginia's favorite son, Mr. Johnny Simonetti, came over. We had a late night fire. He brought food. We made an awesome fire. We stayed out till late. Had a couple Bush N.A.'s because that's, you know, that's how we're rolling. And, yeah, man. So in one trip, I got to have the greatest vacation of my life with my daughter. We got to stay in a school bus. I got to meet Joel and Stacy. Got to experience Gatlinburg. And on the way back, I got to see my boy, Johnny Simo, in Stanton, Virginia. It doesn't get cooler than that. Literally, kids 6 days a week. Best vacation ever. And then, boom. So that's what I've been up to. What the heck have you guys been up to? Shoot me a message and tell me. Man, we got so many loyal freaking listeners of this show. But if I've been asked a couple times by, you know, a few people, like, when's the next episode? What's going on or whatever? Or they heard the last episode and thought it was done because that was really supposed to be it. I needed a break. Like, this is a lot of this production stuff on this can be really difficult and time-consuming at times. And you know what? I got my kids 6 days a week now still. I physically see them 6 days a week. Sometimes they stay here. Sometimes they stay at their mom's. But I have them 6 days a week. So life can get tough. And anybody who does this on their own, they know how freaking difficult it is. So hit me up. Let me know what's going on in your life. Before we get to the meat of the matter, though, I do got to say happy birthday to my dad. This is November 1st I'm choosing to do this. And my dad turned 61 today, the patriarch of the family, the rock star, the toughest man I've ever met in my life. I'll say that on here, but not to his face, because I'm his son. I can still take him down. But happy birthday, Dad. I love you. You're my hero. Speaking of November 1st, though, are you guys the type of people who will Google this date in history? Do you guys ever do that, or is it just me? I don't know why, but I've always been a fan of, like, you know, how many people have done the same thing of you? How many people ate pancakes today? How many people ate a hamburger with just ketchup on it today? I wish there was a way to calculate that. There needs to be an app where you like calculate everything that you do every day, and you see how many people around the world do that too. Please, nobody take my idea. Please, nobody. You guys just put that out there to the world. And I'm not editing this. I don't care. I'm having too much fun, and I missed you. But this date in history is super, super fascinating to me. I love looking at stuff like this. And I'm thinking about it, like, I've never done it for my dad's birthday. I've done it for mine. You know, like, it'll show you like who all was born celebrity-wise on your birthday and such. But let's see what happened on dad's birthday. And I think I'm going to do this every single episode now. This date in history for this day. Let's freaking learn something, because learning is sexy, baby. According to HistoryChannel.com or whatever the heck it is, Michelangelo, the famous artist, was also born on November 1st. The first NBA game was played on November 1st. The Knickerbockers, the New York Knicks, beat the Toronto Huskies. I didn't even knew that was a freaking team name, and I'm a basketball fan of Toronto Huskies. 1946. How about that? Montreal became the first team to have a goaltender in the NHL wear a face mask in 1959. You're out of your freaking mind. Someone hitting a puck, knocking you, like hitting you in the chiclets? Yeah, not happening. Also on this date, in 1950, November 1st, 1950, an assassination attempt threatened President Harry Truman. How about that? United States in 1952 tests the first hydrogen bomb. What? And one more birthday, last and not least. My dad shares a birthday with Larry Flint. So, listen. We're going to talk about a few things today. And in the intro, I said, yeah, this show is controversial. And it is. And I'm not changing my ways. And that's kind of what we're about to get into right now. Just so everybody knows. That I don't really feel like I need to preface this with anything. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of stuff going on right now in Pennsylvania. We got the Senate debate, right? The Senate debate just happened. John Fetterman. John Boy. John Fetterman and Dr. Oz. Pros and cons for one. Strictly cons for the other. That's how I feel about this. To be truthful, if you watch the PA Senate debate, which I was actively posting about this as it was going on, I don't know if... Listen... I don't know if there has been a worse performance, and not even in modern history debating, in the history of debating in general, than what John Fetterman put on. Usually, at one of these debates, at a debate rather, you're trying to convince and persuade people, hey, come to my side, okay? And one of the things, if you don't know about John Fetterman, Lieutenant Governor, he suffered a stroke a little while back. He's having some effects from it. Okay? He says his doctor says it's okay. He's okay. They're asking for medical records. He's saying no. Basically, he's not saying no, but what he's saying to try to get around it is my doctor says I'm okay. So where are they? Because listen, this is kind of an important job, and we want to know that you're going to be all right. And I was very vocal about the point, about the fact that I was not happy with literally anything that Fetterman said. The things that he stand for, I do not stand for. But the thing that you get from the left, one of the things that they do is if... But listen, Biden has some problems, right? He is not altogether there. You can't be that ignorant and just be like, oh no, but that's what the left do, right? Fetterman, I mean, why is it always if somebody's dealing with something and you don't like it, if you legitimately disagree, oh, it's because he's a stroke victim. You're making fun of somebody with a stroke. I literally had people comment that on me. I can't believe you would make fun of a stroke victim. I never even mentioned the stroke. I may have said his beginning statement was, hello, good night, everybody. What? We're closing this already? You didn't even give five words out. I never once mentioned anything about being a stroke victim. And people came at me for making fun of a stroke victim? The guy who stutters, the guy who was born with mild cerebral palsy, is going to make fun of a stroke victim? Get out of here. That's the ignorance of the left, because they can't handle the fact that somebody disagrees with them. Literally can't handle that. But the only thing that they can come back you with is that you're trying to make fun of everybody. It can't be because you don't like what he says. It can't be because you disagree. No, it's because he's a stroke victim, and now his speech is all jacked up. I'm going to make fun of a guy who has speech problems. The guy who stutters, who's been open about it. Get out of here. Give me a break. The ignorance from the people on this side is unbelievable. Literally unbelievable. Why can't somebody from the right just think, look, you guys suck. What you think is right isn't right. In my mind, what you stand for, I don't stand for. And the way that you guys carry yourselves, put it all in a blender and pour it out, it means you suck. Why can't it just be that? You guys thought that Trump sucked. Why can't it just be, we think you suck? Nah, it's got to be a personal attack, right? Yeah, because that's all you got, and it's pathetic. You could easily talk about presentation, okay? They're both in a suit, right? Probably should be. Every time you see John Fetterman, he's in the same freaking Carhartt sweatshirt on TV. Like, they shot everything in one day. But when I'm talking about presentation, I'm not talking like physical. If somebody has a speech problem, and I can say this. I have the right to say this because of what I deal with on the daily. I recently just spoke in front of almost 100 people up at a podium fighting for a local cause. And I was stuttering and having problems. But you know what you can do? If you haven't, you can still play the part. You can still look confident. You can do whatever you need to do to feel confident. And guess what? Your presentation gets looked at in high regard. Your presentation, it makes you look like you should still be there. It doesn't matter if you have a speech problem or not. Stand up, chest out, chin up, look like you deserve to be there. Was John Fetterman's speech off? Yeah, it was. Was some of it from the stroke? Probably. You know what the other half was? Not knowing his answers. Not having the correct answers. Knowing he was bombing because he is a legit fraud. He was scared. Legitimately scared. Because he didn't know what to say and he knew he had to lie. And if people's talking about lying, he didn't lie. Watching the debate on TV, they literally showed a quote from John Fetterman, I believe 2018. I do not support fracking. You know, like Biden. Then in another interview, it said, I fully support fracking. Like Biden. So then they ask, which Biden then shut down fracking 48 hours into his presidency, but he supports it. Oh, that's right. He just needed the Pennsylvania votes. Schmuck. So then they asked Fetterman point blank, do you support fracking? I do. I do support fracking. I don't. I do support fracking. And I do support fracking. What? I've always supported fracking. No, you didn't. So literally, you're lying to the people of Pennsylvania. You're lying to the people of the United States. We literally have your quote right there. If you had a change of opinion, you should have said, you know what? At one time, I did feel this way. Absolutely right. And that right there is the proof because I said it. But this is why I do now. And then you don't have to, I don't. I do. I mean, I do support fracking. You don't have to do that. But if you're lying, that whole stutter and stammer that he was doing wasn't because of a stroke. It's because he had to explain something and he had to lie about it on national television. Because he needs the votes. Because he knew he was bombing. And if you were to take a look to his right, there's Dr. Oz standing at attention, looking good in a suit, speaking well. Even if you don't have all the answers, you still make it look like you do. If you're going to fail at something, fail. If you're going to say something, say it with confidence, right or wrong. Act like you've been there before. The single worst performance I've ever seen, ever. Read about it. You don't even have to watch it because it might be painful. It might hurt, actually. Your eyes will burn. And I don't know, is Ben Stein still doing clear eyes or whatever the heck it was? Might need some of that. Just read about the performance. Don't put yourself through the misery of watching. Let me save you the pain and misery. It was that bad. But every comment I got, you're a racist. You're a racist. It's about sex. It's about whatever. No, it's not. And not making fun of anybody either. He just simply sucks. And that's okay. Going into that, he had the lead. Post-debate, he's getting pummeled into the earth. Rightfully so. He proved he didn't know shit. You know, the other day I was watching this documentary. And it is the greatest. This is like one of the craziest things ever. It's, you know those situations where it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't? Well, situations like that can kiss my ass because this is exactly how I feel. I watched this documentary from the Daily Wire made by Matt Walsh called What is a Woman? Uh-oh, raise the red flags, hide your children, put your earbuds in so nobody else can hear this. We're talking about what is a woman and transsexuals. It's confusing. It's not. This whole thing is confusing. But first and foremost, I got a question I want to ask. If we vote for a president, majority rules, right? Whoever gets the most votes, they are the ones who gets to become president. In this whole debate that we're having about the PA Senate, if John Fetterman wins because Dr. Oz croaks, it's literally the only way it's going to happen, then John Fetterman would be the majority winner. He would win. He would have the Senate seat, right? Why is it in everything in life, it's always, all right, show of hands. Whoever has the most hands, that's who wins. That's who goes first. That's who gets the play outside when their homework's done first, whatever. Whatever the analogy, you know what I mean. Why is it when it comes to this, we are catering to the lowest common denominator? Now, before I receive any hate, I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're transsexual. I could care less. You know why? Because my name is Todd Orndorff and I got my own life to live. I got people to worry about. But this stuff that's going on, you might not think it affects everybody else, but it does. Because there are things that we now have to think about, and that's okay. Because you can do what you want. As long as you're happy, be happy. I could care less what it is you do, what it is you are. I don't care if you identify yourself as a carrot or a cricket. Doesn't matter to me. But there are so many things that are going on in the world right now that's simply not fair. Because we are catering to the 1% of the population that is transgender. And I got to start by this documentary called What is a Woman? This guy, Matt Walsh, goes and visits doctors. He goes and visits people off the street. Interviews with transsexuals. Interviews with transgenders. And basically the whole thing is he's asking people, what is a woman? Nobody can give an answer. You know what's really weird about that? Remember about 15, 20 minutes ago when I was talking about my beautiful daughter? For as long as I can remember, she's known she's been a girl. If you ask, say, Lola Mae, what are you? Well, I'm a girl, Dad. Thank you. And I actually did that. I said, Lola, are you a girl? She was, well, yeah, Daddy. Enough said. That being said, part of this documentary, a doctor said there is research that shows that infants, that even as young as infants, are confused by their own gender. They can't even find the spoon to their mouth at that age. Yet they're confused with their gender? You kidding me? They're trying to figure out how to get their eyes up and down and left and right. But they're confused about their gender. Matt Walsh then proceeds to ask this one doctor about this drug that is given to minors for the transitioning process, I guess. And it's called Lupron. And I'll be honest with you, I never heard about this. I never did research on this stuff or whatever. No, I have no need to. For my own personal life, I guess, I have no need to. And they are giving, apparently these doctors are giving children this drug called Lupron, which he got ridiculed in the documentary by the doctor for using the word drug. And then he reads a definition, and the definition says drug in it. I don't know why these people are so upset, but they are, because calling it a drug. I mean, I get Tylenol at the drugstore, so what's the difference? Anyhow, he said, is it true that Lupron, what you give these kids, is also used as chemical castration for pedophiles? And at that very moment, that interview ended. The doctor says, I think we should stop this interview. That happened in just about every single interview in this documentary. It got to a certain point where they felt uncomfortable because they didn't have an answer. And they stopped the interview. Stopped the interview. Because nobody wants to face the questions. I am sorry. If somebody ever comes at my kid and is trying to even have a conversation about, you know, you don't have to be a girl. You could be whatever you want. You could be a boy. You could be a sunflower. You could be a Jeep Wrangler. You could be a 2022 freaking Bronco. Like, hey, if anybody comes to that, I am going to knock them in the teeth. And here's another problem I'm having. And I know a lot of parents have thought about this because I've had conversations with them as well. My kids are literally all I've got in this life that I can call, like, physically, like, they're mine, right? I don't own my home. I don't own my car. I don't own those things. And I'm not saying I own my kid, but, like, the kids are mine. Just like your kids are yours. It's my job to protect them. It's my job to make sure that they are safe. And I was talking with some people the other day about what age do I allow my daughter to go into the bathroom by herself. And it's for reasons like this. You see stories now popping up about boys saying that they're girls. And then there's rape happening in these women's bathrooms. And I will be the first to say and the first to admit, and the first to probably get in trouble for it. Because sadly, that would happen. My daughter, at an age, she gets to go into a bathroom by herself. And there's a guy dressed up like a chick getting ready to go in there. I'm telling you, I will stand in front of that door and said it's not happening until my daughter comes out. Because it's my job to protect. Why take the chance? Why take the chance? If they want all this and all, like, it's, if they want to have, if they want this whole movement or whatever it is to be a part of society, like a male and female is, then they need to have their own separate space, just like a men's bathroom is a separate space and a women's bathroom is a separate space. I was literally told a transgender boy is I was literally told a transgender boy is not a girl. I'm sorry, I don't agree. I don't agree. Oh, and in this documentary, there was a transgender, a woman who transitioned into a man and is begging parents for it to not happen. She transitioned at the age of 42 and she's a mother. She said, I know what's happening to me is going to kill me in a few years and I have children. I know people are out there. I know this for a fact because of what I do for a living, that there are kids currently transitioning in early teens. How do you know that all this isn't going to kill them in a few years? How can a parent be like, you know what? Go for it, Brenda. I mean, they probably wouldn't use Brenda now. It's 22. Go on with it, Stefania, or whatever. I don't know. But why are people doing this? They're literally kids. They are kids. I know plenty of tomboys. Especially when I was growing up. Plenty of tomboys. They weren't confused because they're girls. Where does the conversation start? Does it start at home? Does it start at school? It's really, really freaking uncomfortable. And one of a thing with... A thing that really bothered me that I read 2 days ago was that Joe Biden supports and agrees with minors getting irreversible sex surgeries. Are you kidding me? A minor that knows nothing about life yet? You can't drive until you're 16. You can't vote until you're 18. You can't drink until you're 21. You can't gamble until you're 21 in a casino. But hey, at 15, you can cut your Wickerman off. Are you kidding me right now? This is so bizarre to the point where it's gross. This whole thing is gross. And like I said, if you want to do this, that's fine. I don't care. But don't do it to kids. This whole thing is about kids. Don't do it to kids. They should be 21. If they want to do something like this, they should be 21 years old. I'm sorry. You know what? Make it 18. They're a legal adult then. Make it 18 years old, because then they can vote. That's pretty important. More important than this, in some ways, in some cases. Like right now, voting's more important because we got to get rid of this left ideology that is all of this and is what's going on in the world. So please wait till they can vote. Please. In this documentary, Matt Walsh went to, I believe it was San Francisco, where there was a woman's rally. And he's there with a megaphone and he's asking, what is a woman? What is a woman? And this lady is there marching, and she goes, if you don't support women, we expect you to leave, or we want you to leave, something like that. And she, in the middle of this women's march, and he goes, well, what is that? What is a woman? Then he's got three or four early 20s, I assume, girls, standing there for a little interview. And he goes, I'm assuming you guys are women, you're here at a women's rally, so you probably have an answer for this, but what is a woman? And they just look at each other. Are you kidding me? So, spoiler alert, at the very end of the documentary, which I highly recommend everybody watch, he's at home, and he's walking downstairs, and his wife is right there making breakfast or dinner or something, and he goes, hey, babe, can I ask you a question? And she stops, and she looks at him, and he goes, as he's, like, scratching his head or something, he goes, what is a woman? And she stops and says, it's an adult female. And then there's a pause, and she says, that needs help opening this jar. And it is like the greatest ending of all time. But I highly recommend everybody watch this What Is a Woman, because he goes to universities, like it's freaking doctors that can't give answers, and people are sending their children to these doctors that don't have answers. These are your children that you're supposed to protect. If they want to do it when they're 18, go be free, be happy, do whatever you want. I have no problem with that. But don't do this to children. Don't. Don't let this affect children. Because they have one shot to live, and it's your opportunity, and it's your chance, and it's your responsibility to give them the best life possible. And if you think changing their sex and cutting their stuff off as a minor is that, then I feel pretty sad for your kid. Because that's what they're being taught. And the transgenders being in women's sports, let me talk to you, women. You, for a long time, fought for your own rights, to have your own things, to be able to do things that men could do. You fought for that for so freaking long. And look what's happening. These men transitioning into women are coming into your sports and dominating. Look, I'm not being ignorant. I'm not being rude. Fact is fact. By nature, because of what a man is built for and what a woman is built for, men are naturally built stronger. You can't deny that. And if you do, you're an ignorant asshole. I'm not being rude. I'm not being ignorant. By nature, men, our genetics are to be stronger. And look what's going on in your sports. I legitimately care. You guys all know that I was an athlete. You guys all know the things that I got to do and accomplish in sports, and it was awesome. You guys know that. I've been open with you. As an athlete that knows about hard work, that put in 9 months of training a year, as an athlete, I know that women do that, and they bust their tail too, 9 to 12 months out of the year. And that's being taken away from you because of stuff like that. And I'm so glad that there are people that speak up on this, because it needs to be. Because, you know, what's your hard work for then? Why even do it? An athlete is a competitor. Competitors want to be the best. The best win championships. That's what competition is. Why do it if it's going to be stolen from you? Not saying women can't beat men. Not saying that at all. But by genetics, men are naturally stronger. To catch up to somebody who's stronger than you, think about a weightlifter in the gym. If you got some guy just walking off the street going in the gym for the first time, and there's a bodybuilder right beside him, for the dude walking off the street, he's going to have to pump 5 times as much iron, 5 times as long as the bodybuilder to even try to catch up to that guy, and it'll never happen. So why even go into the gym if your goal is to be like that, knowing that you can't do that because that guy's on roids and you're doing it naturally? How are you going to do that? You can't do that. You ladies fought for far too long. And I support every type of athlete, every type of competitor. Keep standing up and keep fighting for what you're doing. And speaking of sports and this whole subject, I believe it was Vermont. I want to say Vermont. The soccer coach got suspended. This is on Fox. You guys can check it out. It was all over the news. They even got interviewed on Tucker. Tucker Carlson's a man, by the way. And he's like the news version, I feel, of like Norm MacDonald. Super dry, no emotion, but funny. This father, who was a soccer coach for this school, him and his 14-year-old daughter, were there because they both got suspended from the school. The father without pay. Okay? The father without pay. Because after a soccer practice or soccer game, the girls were in the locker room and there was this boy, this transgender, I guess, boy transitioned into a girl, was in the locker room, and this boy was watching the girls change and they were uncomfortable about it. They're 14, they should be. Nobody needs to be seeing that stuff yet. That doesn't need to happen. And you know what? They're allowed to have emotions too. So I don't know why they would get in trouble for this. But the school, because they spoke up about it, the dad, the soccer coach, and the daughter, the student athlete, got suspended from school because they spoke up about the issue. Remember what I said about paying attention to the lowest common denominator? Majority doesn't roll in life anymore, folks. Because that one person was causing a locker room full of people to be uncomfortable. The uncomfortable people, because they didn't decide, hey, it's okay for this guy to watch me get naked in a locker room and change. Because they didn't think that their privacy is being, because they thought their privacy was being violated, they got in trouble for it. That's the message we're sending people. You kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? They got suspended. So when they went to get a lawyer and fight it and make it super, super public, the school dropped the suspensions. Oh, we can't have that reputation here. Why? That's what you're doing. If that's what you're going to push on people, if that's what you're going to act like, if you're going to cause people to lose an income, if you're going to force kids to miss school, then why not just live it, man? Tell the world, yeah, we are the ones. We are the ones. Oh, because you realize it's pitiful and you don't agree with it either. Probably get some funding though, right? If you accept this and say this, you probably get some state funding, right? Once again, this idiotic ideology from the left is pathetic. And everybody who's involved, you're pathetic too. Go to bed at night and sleep. I dare you. And while just because I'm here and we're talking about women and such, I need to give a round of applause, and I know Johnny would do this too before I even clap, so we're going to give a little clap with Johnny and her spirits. A Texas woman had someone break into her home while she was home with her children. Don't mess with Texas, man, and don't mess with Texas women. I'm telling you. I'm never messing with Texas. I love Texas. You guys are great. You guys need to do something about your border down there and stuff, but of course, that's a left issue again. However, this guy breaks into this woman's home, and there they were, locked in a bedroom with mom, a protector, right? A rock star parent, someone who vows to protect her kids. Well, the door's locked, naturally, as you would do as well, and the door handle's going, and the burglar is trying to get into this room, and she literally yells at the guy, "If you don't stop and get out of here, I'm going to shoot you. I have a gun." The moron didn't stop, and what happens? He got shot. So you know what? Good for you. You deserved the bullet, which they found him like 100 yards. He got shot in the arm, I believe it was. She shot right through the door. Like, literally, dogs probably carry in Texas. That state's so badass. I think the cops find him like an hour, not an hour. It was 100 yards away from the house, shot in the arm, bleeding, took him to the hospital, medically cleared, behind bars now. So hats off to Supermom in Texas. That's freaking awesome. You know, and people wonder why I literally have a gun in every building I go to. It's my job to protect my kids. What do you want me to do? I got two guns sitting right here by my front door. Don't come in my home. Whew. Man. So, listen, there's a lot of stuff talked about. If you want to come on, if you want to talk to me about the issues at hand, go ahead. If you don't like what I said about the documentary, Rotten Tomatoes gives it 4.5 stars. Sorry, that's how good it was, and that's how real it was. And that's how sad it was on the opposite end, unable to give any information. Unable to give any information and unable to give logical reasons on why they give kids chemical castration. Makes no sense. But it's your responsibility to protect your kid, and I hope you do that. So, folks, Todd over from the Toddcast on Facebook, on the Toddcast on Instagram. I have missed you so much. Heavy stuff I spoke about today. I understand. I get it. But people are afraid to talk. You are allowed to have a voice. Have a voice. I get told this all the time, and it drives me nuts. And I even get it from people in my family. You know, you better watch what you say on there. Why? That's why this world is like this. People are afraid to talk because you might offend somebody. Let them be offended. Why are they allowed to have an opinion, but mine means nothing? That makes no sense. Turning the other cheek is accepting wrong. Is accepting ignorance. Is accepting the fact that your voice, your opinions, your thoughts and ideas don't matter. That'll never happen with me. That I can promise you. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Todd Orndorff. I freaking love you. And by the way, bonus content. We are finally at 60 countries deep, baby. Woo! Out. Oh. We back, baby. The return of the franchise. The internationally known show with an attitude that don't compromise. We've always been controversial because that's what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, T.U. on the TC coming at you.